Welcome to another episode of the City That Never Sleeps podcast. I am Josh and I am joined by my co-host Toby. We made the executive decision that this is probably going to be our last episode before the end of the New York Knicks regular season because we already messed ourselves up by missing the episode before the game today when we're recording this Sunday night against the Detroit Pistons. So with that, I know we do the next five game predictions, but in this episode, I think we're going to be intending to do the next seven game predictions up until the end of the season, and we will join you again, if anything happens. If not, we'll do like an end of season recap talking about the Knicks and how they finished out, you know, as Toby wants them to be in the playing games.
Yeah, well, and in all honesty, like, the main reason we don't feel like recording is because we're the Shitterbockers. I've like to name us now. We are horrendous. It's not really fun to watch the team right now. Arizona just lost in March Madness too, so it's like I don't even want to watch basketball. In all honesty,
hey, they just won three in a row. What are you talking about? The Knicks are on top.
Yeah, but like. It's too late for that.
I know.
Do that earlier in the season when we lost like 15 out of our last 17. Okay. Yep. Knicks won three out of the last five, and they won three in a row. They dropped two in the beginning. We're still technically in the playoff race. Technically. I doubt it's going to happen, even though my prediction says otherwise. The loss to the Hawks really hurt us, man. We'll get into that later.
Sure.
We're 5.5 games out. With seven games to play. So if the Hawks lose out, we win out, you know, could happen. Highly doubtful, but could happen, right? Right.
You ready to go to Wizards to start off these last five, recapping them?
Yeah, let's start off with the Wizards, I guess.
Sure. So 179, the Knicks get the W against Washington. Or wait, didn't we? Wait. Because remember we got all messed up because.
Yeah, this was six games ago, not five games ago.
Right. So are we still recapping that at this point? I don't know.
Yes, we're still recapping that.
All right. Well, the Knicks won that game. But basically, the deal was Kristaps Porzingis, our old friend, dropped 18 as well as Kyle Kuzma. But the Knicks came back in response, leading the charge was RJ Barrett and Julius Randle, who have been the top scorers, both dropping 18 themselves. In that game, leading the scoring there. Toby, let's go to the Jazz.
Wait.
Or not.
Come on. We got to like give it a little bit time on each. All right, we almost choked the fourth quarter of that game, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, that was like
10
days ago.
Yeah, they actually outscored us 31-25 in the fourth, so we almost threw, but luckily we didn't. I don't even understand how. All right, and also five players on the Knicks had 15-plus points, and six had 10-plus, so...
There you go.
An all-around scoring night. All right. Jazz shows us what a good team looks like and hand us a fat L. Right? Straight to our forehand. Mitchell shows us how we should have drafted him again. Part 400. and I swear, every single time he plays us, he goes off just to point shame at us for not drafting him.
Mm.
RJ had a good game, 24. Blah, blah, blah. We suck. All right.
Well, this one didn't help us any better. The Knicks basically
eliminated themselves for the playoffs.
Eliminate themselves from the playoffs by dropping a game at home in the Garden against the Hawks, 117-111 on primetime television. Very cool stuff. Yep. Trae Young eats up the Garden once again, eats up the Knicks
45.
Crowd, dropping 45 in 40 minutes. Bogdanovich helps him out, getting 32 points in 34 minutes, and then RJ Barrett shines. As he has in most of these games in the second half since the All-Star break, dropping 30 points and having 13 rebounds. It's a double-double for him, although it wasn't enough to get the win. And again, like Toby said, basically that loss to the Hawks just completely knocks us out and messes everything up. Although we are
dagger in the heart, 100%, right? Trae Young just once again stabs us in the back and just shows how bad our team truly is. All right, well... Good win in Charlotte. We played really well without the cancer that is Julius Randle. Young stars really shined in that game.
LaMelo Ball on the other side.
Including LaMelo on the other side. We had, I want to say, seven players with 10 points. RJ had 30. Then at Burke, 17. Toppin had a really good game with a double-double, 18 and 11. Probably best game of his career, and he really shined without... the cancer that is Julius Randle. Good game. Young stars shined. It was honestly all around a good game, but it's hard to come back from a bad loss against the Hawks.
Moving on to the Heat, which actually, you know, coming off of that game against the Hawks, we then go to Charlotte, and then we go to Miami, and we actually come back. We win. It's crazy. Yep. 17-point comeback win against one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference. So happy about that.
We actually outscored them by, I think, 23 in the fourth quarter. So,
yeah, 38-15 in the fourth quarter. So exciting stuff there.
Young stars shine again.
Yep. Heat led by Jimmy Butler with 30 points in 37 minutes. But then the Knicks, like you said, RJ Barrett dropping 18, Obi Toppin with 15, quickly 23 in 24 minutes.
And again, we shined without the cancer that is Julius Randle. Two great games without Julius Randle, right? Quick, I think, had one of his best games of the season with 23. He's really started to shine lately despite the slow start. I really want to harp on this, but, I mean, lately he's been shooting well. He's been getting points. I mean, like, he's been that sixth man that we've needed, that that we lost when Rose went down, and it's been really nice to see that, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree. And then we go into this game against the Detroit Pistons, which you would think for this Knicks team that are bad.
Just coming off of a good win.
Two good wins. We're going into this game against one of the worst, if not the worst, teams in the NBA. But as Toby said,
the cancer came back. Exactly. The cancer came back, and it bit us in the ass, and we almost lost the game. If it weren't for some crafty play by Burks at the end, we would have lost the game, right? Like, that was not a good game at all.
Marvin Bagley dropping 27 points in 35 minutes and leading them, along with Cade Cunningham dropping 18. On the other side, RJ Barrett, the top scorer for the Knicks, as he is most nights, 21 points in 36 minutes. The cancer did have 20 points, though, Toby, but apparently, according to you, before recording this, you said it was a bad or a weak 20 points.
It was a bad 20, man. I didn't. It was a bad 20. 30, man, I don't even care. 20, it's whatever. He sucks. Okay. So I wanna just harp on something before we go to our next five. Whoa. Well, actually, next seven. What just happened? Fell in your back on. We're not going to talk about that. Do you think, I mean, we obviously, you don't think we can make the playoffs, right?
No. I said that for the past two episodes.
So seeing as we can't make the playoffs, do you think we should fire Tibbs? No playoffs in the second year, but did bring us to the playoffs in a four seed last year.
No, I think Tibbs should stay. I know I talked about that a couple episodes ago, a few, whatever it was, when we had an argument about Tibbs staying, and you were not very happy about me and my thoughts on Tom Thibodeau, but, you know, after some consideration, right, I've changed my opinion, and I think he should stay for another season. I felt like, honestly, since that point, I know I'm maybe tripping on my words a little bit, but I think he's gotten better. I think the team's gotten better, and he's finally letting the younger players get more minutes, which I like to see as the season kind of slipped out of our fingers. So I like
that's
that.
That's fair. I also agree Tibbs should be saying. I feel like there's not going to be many coaches that we're going to get that is going to be better than him right at the rip like he was. So, I mean, like, yeah, I guess we'll go to our next seven, in which I am very optimistic, and you are slightly optimistic, we could say. You know what? Let's just hop right into it. So the Bulls, first game, they're good. We play them at home, which should give us the advantage, but I doubt the Garden's going to be very packed, seeing as we're definitely not going to make the playoffs. So,
that's a lie. The Garden is always packed, no matter what. I disagree.
And they're always expensive as hell, too. Yep. Why couldn't we live in, like, Milwaukee, where nobody wants to go watch basketball? You know what I mean?
But we both have L's against the Bulls. Very good squad, like you said. We move on to Hornets. The Hornets at home. A lot of these games are at home for the Knicks, except three, I believe. So we move into this one. LaMelo Ball. We're playing them again. Who's going to get the win?
I think we're going to get the win. Despite having the cancer back, I think we're going to take this W. I mean, we beat them pretty handily, I want to say, in Charlotte. I'm not 100% certain.
Yeah, you're right. 121-106,
yeah. Yeah, we beat them pretty handily in Charlotte. I mean, we didn't have Julius Randle, so that is a positive for us. But we did play a good game in Randle and RJ at 30, and I think we could beat them again. And it shouldn't really be that hard. But for some reason, you don't believe so.
I think they're going to turn around. I think they're going to have a good performance by their players. And I think they're going to get the win in this one. So I have the Knicks taking the L. We move to the Cavs now. The Cavs have been a really good team this season. After LeBron left, it's been three probably bad years for the Cavs, except this one. They're turning it around. They have a good season here, although Toby doesn't right think now. So.
Yeah, they're in the seventh seed right now, but I mean, I'm looking at their last three games, and they've lost all three of them. They lost to the Lakers, who...
This is going to be in a few days, though.
Aren't really that good, right? They lost to the Cavs.
This is going to be next Saturday. They lost the second. They could have
lost to the Bulls. Oh, I mean, like, I don't really see them playing well this last stretch. I think they've already pretty much solidified their playoff position. I think they're probably going to get a play-ins position, and I don't think they'll try as hard as they could. So I think it's going to be an easy win.
Yeah, I have another L here, but sure, I have to keep my Debbie down to the end. Here's the deal. I'm trying to win more, not for the Knicks, against Toby. Our records right now are 41 and 29. Both of us are tied.
Both are tied for records, right? So this is really big, right? And we have agreed on we agreed on four games and disagreed on three of them. So these three games are going to be big right here, right? So, I mean... Yeah, this is going to be really big. One of us is going to come out on top, and it's going to be me, but I guess you can hope that the Cavs somehow find a way to beat us, which is not really happening. Next, this is one of the three games that we actually did agree on, the Magic.
Sure.
They suck, and we're going to beat them pretty handily.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way of putting it. Magic.
Suck even more than we do, and that's saying something.
Even more than the Pistons do.
Exactly. Even more than the Pistons. Like, what is this?
Yeah. We moved to a team that does not suck. Now that Kyrie's coming back, and because they also have this guy named Ben Simmons, who, you know, maybe does he ever come back? Who knows? But anyway, we're going to be home playing the Brooklyn Nets. Toby, what do you have in this game?
I have another W. That's
crazy. Crazy. Insane.
I think we could beat the Nets. I don't think they're that good. I think
absolutely not.
KD will have an off night. I think Kyrie will have an off night. I think everybody on their team will have an off night. I think
everybody on their team will have a good night.
Everybody on their team. Everybody. Seth. Whoever's playing. I don't even care. We're winning that game.
As a realistic person in a mindset where you know... I had them losing the game.
Stop laughing.
And then to wrap up the season... Wizards and the Toronto Raptors. Two teams that we can very well beat. We both.
We agree.
Yeah.
I want to say that I have us closing out the season with six straight wins. So, Knicks better do me proud, man, because I am not going to take the abuse by Josh. It's been a rough season. You know, I had high hopes coming into this year.
That's why we have this podcast. That's literally the reason I started this podcast. We were the four seed right last year in the Eastern Conference, head into the playoffs. I know it was a first round early exit. I was like, let's start a Knicks podcast. It's going to be fun. We got a great season coming up. And then literally just absolute disappointment in the first year of this podcast. But yeah.
And you want to maybe, you know what is happening this week though? Our fantasy basketball playoffs.
Ooh.
Your boy has the one seed and a bye, so I'm not even playing.
But I think I'm going to be playing you, though. Well, because the new round starts on Monday, and I like have a 300-point lead in the whatever quarterfinals, I think it is. I think I'm going to be playing you in the next round, so we got to update the listeners on that and how that's going. Again,
that's another big thing that you guys got to look out for.
But yeah, next seven game prediction. So like I say every time, but this is a long time away. We will be here if something big happens, for you. If not, we'll be back for our end of season recap when these next seven end and talk about how the Knicks magically made it into the playing games as the Hawks dropped all of their games and the Knicks won the next seven.
Doubt it.
But for now, don't worry. We're going to have a bunch of offseason coming up. Content about how the season, like I said, end of season recap, free agency, draft, you know how it goes in the NBA offseason. And we'll talk about playoffs too. But for right now, subscribe to the podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, wherever you listen. You can follow us on Twitter Toby?
And, TCTNS official. And again, we're sorry for this episode being, what, a day late. Yeah. We didn't mean for that to happen.
Hey, we're just as bad as the Knicks.
We just kind of slipped it, right? Like, I'm like looking at the Knicks score, and I'm like, oh yeah, the Knicks are playing right now. And I'm like, wait a minute. That's six games from last episode, not five. Like, uh-oh.
We slipped just like the Knicks slipped. It's fine. It's fine.
All good. We're just like the Knicks. Exactly.
Yeah, it's great. But again, thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it. But for right now, we're going to let you enjoy your time as a Knicks fan in these next seven games. And go New York, go New York, go. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Sharper with Hubert, Bonner, Gray, and Harper. It's the Knicks, and we're back on pace. Everyone's gearing up for the championship race, and the fans are going crazy, and they're doing it for a reason. Cause 94 is the Knickerbocker season. You better believe the Knicks got all that takes. We're shooting three-pointers, and we're running fast breaks. And if your defense makes a mistake, then bam, you ain't dunks in your face. This is a team you don't wanna miss. We are New York, we are the New York Knicks. Go New York, go New York, go. A swish, threes by Starks and dunks by Smith, and no rebounds. If that's the case, we put Oakley and Mace in your face. We draw charges and we set picks. We are New York, we are the New York Knicks. Say go New York, go New York, go.
Welcome to the All 80s Movies Podcast.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jason, and this is the podcast where we talk about the blockbusters, the flops, and everything in between from one of the freshest decades for movies, the 1980s. So whether you're a brain, a jock, a valley girl, or a Jedi, we've got some 80s classics for you.
Do these movies stand the test of time? Are we discovering something new? Is there an 80s movie we're finally watching for the first time?
Join us each week as we dive into the cinematic nostalgia that inspired and influenced a generation. From the hits to the cult classics, we'll discuss our earliest memories, favorite scenes, fun facts, and our not-so-favorite movie moments, too.
It's the All 80s Movies Podcast, now available on all major streaming platforms. Please subscribe and happy listening.